财神到，财神到，好心得好报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步。得到佢睇起你，你有前途。合府庆新岁，喜气盈盈，齐贺你多福荫，壮健强劲。又祝你今年庆和荣盛，笑晚多多欢笑，感受前程。
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM,
Today is Lunar New Year. It's an exciting time here at UBC.
When celebrations begin, but Lunar New Year starts tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
We're so excited we're here.
That's right. And it's a very long celebration, actually. Since we're here in Canada, there's no holiday for it, but if you go back to Asia, there's often like a week-long holiday that you get off and you get to spend all of that time with your family. And we're here today.
So just to reiterate, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM right now. We are broadcasting live from the UBC Asian Center. We're here to sort of commemorate the imminent Lunar New Year, to talk about the imminent Lunar New Year. There's activities being held here at the UBC Asian Center until 4:30 p.m. There's mahjong and origami and folding and tastings and all sorts of cultural celebrations. And people are setting up right now. We'll be able to talk to them soon. Until then, Rachel, we're just going to go into a bit of music.
Yeah. So the first song we're going to be listening to is Choi San Do, which is essentially the fortune god that comes along, and everyone's really stoked to meet him, because if you meet Choi San, that means you're going to have a really good year full of fortune. So that's a song about him coming to see us.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into it. Again, you are listening to the Lunar New Year celebration broadcast from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here, broadcasting live on unceded Musqueam territory at the UBC Asian Center. We should mention this event is going on until 4:30. And if you continue listening, we're going to be talking about all sorts of events which are thrown for this huge time of year throughout Vancouver. And we'll give you information on how, if you can't make this particular event, you can definitely enrich your understanding of what the Lunar New Year means to people all over the world.
财神到，财神到，好心得好报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步。得到佢睇起你，你有前途。合府庆新岁，喜气盈盈，齐贺你多福荫，壮健强劲。又祝你今年庆和荣盛，笑晚多多欢笑，感受前程。愿富富恩爱体贴入微，成日有吉星照，百事无忌。逢亲友相见，说话投机，充满新春喜气，欢畅有味。财神到，财神到，好心得好报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步。有前途，
财神到，财神到，
财神到，财神到，好心得好报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步。有前途，合府庆新岁，喜气盈盈，齐贺你多福荫，壮健强劲。又祝你今年庆和荣盛，朝晚多多欢笑，感受前程。愿富富恩爱体贴入微，成日有吉星照，百事无忌。逢亲友相见，说话投机，充满新春喜气，欢畅扬眉。财神到，财神到，好心得好报。财神话，财
神到，财神到，好走快两步，得到佢睇起你，你有前途。合府庆新岁，喜气盈盈，齐贺你多福荫，壮健强劲，又祝你今年庆和荣盛，朝晚多多欢笑，感受前程，愿夫妇恩爱体贴入微，情日有吉星照，百事无忌，共亲友相见，说话投机，充满新春喜气，满腔扬眉。财神到，财神到，好心得厚报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步，得到佢睇起你，你有前途。财神到，财神到，好心得厚报。财神话，财神话，搵钱已正路。财神到，财神到，好走快两步，得到佢睇起你，你有前途。大众庆新春，望财神到。
小口永远在一块，我出满天下的小孩，聪明胜过秀才，智商充满你脑袋。我出尊敬的姑奶奶，三十六转的比赛，气不喘，面容不改。我出三叔公的买卖，生意扬名四海，财运亨通住豪宅。大摇大摆，乐天替你消灾，恭喜发财，要喊得够豪迈，
恭喜发财，
我恭喜你发财，我恭喜你精彩，出好的请过来，不好的请走开，礼多人不心把爱去灌溉，明天的我们更厉害。我住在世界的舞台，跑得比那黑人更快，岁岁年年出人才。大摇大摆，乐天替你消灾，恭喜发财，要喊得够豪迈。请走开，礼多人不怪。
谁来？
我恭喜你发财，我恭喜你精彩。请好的请过来，不好的请走开。
Hello, hello again. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Asian Center. We're here amidst the hustle and the bustle. Sorry, you missed lunch, by the way. They were just serving lunch out in the atrium. But there are still activities if you're on campus until 4:30 p.m. Lots to learn about. If you want to learn how to play Mahjong, fantastic game, come on down to the Asian Center. This will be open until 4:30 p.m. If you're just tuning in now, basically the premise of our current broadcast, I'm John, by the way, and I'm joined by our host, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello. And we're joined by two UBC Arts interns, too, Sydney and Maham. Let's have them say hello.
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 And they'll likely be getting on air later as well. Basically, it's sort of like, you know, in the lower mainland, of course, due to the, lots of sort of immigrant cultures we have here.
Right.
Lunar New Year is a huge celebration, and it's a huge celebration for, you know, here it's like, oh, Chinese parade, like that's the stereotypical, that is the biggest Lunar New Year event in Vancouver. But if we were hoping to come and talk to more people, we've got someone who will be coming on soon to talk about Korean hacky sack, just as a sort of example of the myriad traditions of the cultures which celebrate Lunar New Year, which is not just Chinese
not
culture.
Only us.
So we'll have, of course, there's the Korean New Year, which is around the Lunar New Year. There is a Vietnamese New Year around the Lunar New Year. And for sort of this New Year, the significance you've probably heard at some point is that it is the year of the rooster.
That's right, John.
Right, you jumped right in there. Do you care to tell us what the significance of the rooster is?
I can tell you about the significance of the rooster. So, legend has it that in the past, the Jade Emperor, essentially, to celebrate his birthday, he held a race for the animals to decide who would be in what order for the cycle of 12 years in the Chinese zodiac.
So for those who don't know at all, there are 12 signs in the Chinese zodiac. They correspond to a year. They correspond to elements too, but the basic 12 zodiac are these animals that took part in this race.
Right, exactly. And so you cycle through these 12 years, and each year you change the animal that is the focus of the year. And depending on what your zodiac sign is, so depending on what year you're born, that this can either be a good year for you or a bad year for you, and you need to do certain things accordingly to protect yourself or to make sure that you have good fortune.
I believe in an ironic twist. It's actually the year, like, if you are a rooster,
yes,
the year of the rooster is the unluckiest
the
year for you.
It's the worst year for you. That's right.
And in other faux pas, I came to this event. For those, of course, you can't see me right now. I'm wearing all white right now, and
yes,
white is the worst color you could be wearing during a Lunar New Year celebration.
White is the color. White is the equivalent to black in Western culture, and you essentially wear it to funerals almost exclusively. So, John is in an interesting position.
So,
in the
although
that he's
again,
in today.
we'll be talking more about celebrations you can have throughout the Lower Mainland. Right now, I'm seeing all sorts of things being set up here. We're underneath it's beautiful paper dragons. There's calligraphy being set up, informational booths, hacky sack, paper folding, mahjong tables. This will be happening until 4:30 p.m. And there'll be more events happening in the community as well.
That's right.
So thankfully, again, Lunar New Year has not actually started. It is tomorrow.
Right.
So my faux pas can be somewhat forgiven.
I think you can be forgiven. So today is essentially the equivalent of New Year's Eve in some ways for folks. And so usually this is when folks are having dinner with their families, are getting together for Qunin Fan, which is basically gathering for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is New Year's Day.
So we're going to go back into some music real quick, and we're going to try and get some folks setting up here on the microphone. Can you tell us a bit about the track? Actually, no, sorry, we played two tracks. So what was the track we heard just before?
So the first track that we heard was Choi San Do, which is about the fortune god and how it is very good luck to be able to meet him. So everyone looks forward to meeting Choi San, which is the fortune god. And then the next song we had was Gong Hei Fa Choi, which is essentially wishing people good fortune for the new year. And it's a very common saying that you say to folks when it's the new year. The next track that we have and we will be enjoying is Bai Dai Lin, which is essentially what people do when they're paying respects to either their elders or other people during the new year to wish them well. And that's what the song is about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get right back into it. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. They are ushering guests into the atrium right now. People are scrambling to their booths. It's very hectic. Come on down to the UBC Asian Center. This event will be going on until 4:30 p.m.
这雪渡过江来越过山，哎呀咿呀嘿，坐着汽车来到你大门前呀咿呀嘿。过了一个大年头一天，我与我那莲花妹妹去拜年。一进门把腰弯，左手拉那个右手腕，哎呀咿呀嘿，朋友相交拜那个太平年呀咿呀嘿。想念高大红菊，天天蜜饯和欣喜，向你祝福新年好，年年进步，吉祥流入。雪渡过江来越过山，哎呀咿呀嘿，坐着汽车来到你大门前呀咿呀嘿。过了一个大年头一天，我与我那莲花妹妹去拜年。一进门把腰弯，左手拉那个右手腕，哎呀咿呀嘿，朋友相交拜那个太平年呀咿呀嘿。
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we're here at the Asian Center for our Lunar New Year celebration. I'm here with
Raymond Pai. Happy New Year, 新年快乐!
Yay, 恭喜发财! So, can you tell us a little bit more about Mahjong here, the Mahjong tables that are here today?
Okay, we set up a couple Mahjong tables here along with Mahjong tutors. This is part of the UBC Lunar New Year celebration cultural activities.
Right. So what is the game Mahjong like? Tell us more about that. Is it like a gambling game? Is it for fun?
Okay, to be honest with you, I'm no Mahjong expert, but this is also part of my cultural upbringing. So I played Mahjong as a kid with my relatives, with
right.
my family. Mm-hmm. People, of course, you can do it as a game, you know, like gambling game. But actually, mm-hmm. this is also a fun family game with no money involved.
Right.
So this is pretty much like a Chinese version of the card games.
Right.
So we played with tiles. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we basically, your goal is just to form a set to gain points. Mm-hmm. And then, some people substitute the points with chips and money. So that's how it goes.
Right. That sounds great. And do you have any personal stories about playing Mahjong? Did you ever win a really good hand or, like, lose really badly with your family?
Actually, I have a lot of relatives who are really good at Mahjong games.
Right.
So I was really intimidated as a kid to play with them. But as I grew older, I learned it myself. I tried to master it better to teach it as a teacher. Actually, a funny story happened. Actually, it didn't happen to me. It happened to one of my uncles.
Okay.
So he's in his 70s, but he's still really active, healthy, and he's good at Mahjong. So in one Mahjong game, he was playing with my family. And he was so excited that he had a heart attack. So
no.
It sounded pretty bad, but good thing he survived. And yeah, and from that point on, we kind of try to stay away from Mahjong games.
Right.
He's more like an observer right now.
Right.
So,
Thank you for that story, Raymond.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that interview. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was maybe the most dramatic story I've ever heard about Mahjong. It was sort of set back by the, I'm no expert, but I do know someone who had a heart attack while playing the game.
Yeah,
and the bustle of a Mahjong game, you know, the scrambling of the tiles.
Yes.
I wish we could record it right now because it's such like a sound. The moment it hits you, if you've ever heard it, you come from that upbringing, it's like so recognizable. We're going to bring you some more music, but we'll be right back here on CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC Asian Center Lunar Celebration broadcast. And the celebration here goes on until 4:30 p.m. And we'll be back talking about sort of like more ways to get involved with Lunar New Year throughout the Lower Mainland. But our broadcast is only going until 2 p.m. It's Radio Zero after this here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're here at the Lunar New Year celebration at the UBC Asian Center. I'm Rachel, and I'm here with...
It's Jaden from K-Pop Cafe. Hello.
Hi. So, Happy New Year. 新年快乐.
Hi. Happy New Year in Korea is 해해 복 많이 받으세요.
Great. So, yeah. I know that Lunar New Year is not just for Chinese folks, even though right. I'm Chinese. So, tell me a little bit about New Year for you.
Right. So, basically, in Korea, we call it, in Korean, 설날. 설날. Right. So, basically, what we do is, for the three days, a lot of businesses are closed, and people take some holidays off, and then they go back to their hometown to meet their family. Mm-hmm. And then they play some traditional games, such as 제기차기. And they also fly the kites as well. That's what they do. Yeah.
Right. So the first game that you were talking about, what? How do you play that? What's that game about?
제기차기 is basically like the thing is called 제기. It's like a, it's kind of like a hockey puck look like one.
Right.
And then you throw it and then you keep kicking it until it hits the ground. And then the person who kicks it the more than the other person, they get to win.
What's the good part about winning? Just so you can have bragging rights or like to win money?
They get the money. Yeah. That's the most important part about
right, not, yeah. right. About yeah. about Lunar New Year. We have a similar thing when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Adults would play mahjong and Raymond was here earlier on the radio. He was talking about mahjong and essentially it's like a card game except you play with tiles
right.
and you try to get the best hand
that you can.
And if you get the best hand then you win the money.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, speaking of New Year and games, is there any kind of special foods or like special clothing that you wear during New Year?
Yes. So basically, here's how it works. So all the relatives and the family, the cousins, they all go to the grandfather's house, and they all wear the traditional clothes of Korea, and it's called hanbok. So we wear that, and also we make food such as mandukguk, which is like dumpling food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then also 떡국, which is rice cake soup. So we always eat that the day after we meet, like on the day of 설날.
Right. Yeah. And why is it important to have specifically rice cakes and dumplings?
I think, I'm not really sure about 만두국, like dumpling soup, but for 떡국, there's a saying that in Korea, so in Korea, there's a phrase, whenever we age 1 year, we say we ate the age. That's how we phrase it.
Ah.
So unless we eat 떡국 rice cake soup, we say that we haven't aged yet.
Oh,
yeah. So you need to eat that to age.
To age 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of food in Chinese culture, what we do when it's New Year's is we eat things that are punny. So essentially, the names of the foods sound like lucky sayings. So for example, we'll have fa choy ho si, and it sounds like fa choy ho si, which means like good fortune. And so the dish is actually dried oysters and this fungus.
Mm.
And so that's good luck to eat that. Or we'll have any sort of like pudding or like rice cake, and it's called go. And the lucky saying is like bobo go sing, which is like every step of the way you rise higher.
And so that's
also good luck. So everything's about how it sounds.
Oh, I see. That's pretty cool.
When it's the new year. Yeah.
In Korea, there's nothing left in Korea.
But it sounds like you have significant meanings attached to the foods as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and one last thing I want to ask you about, and this is a question that I always get, is do you get red pockets? In Chinese culture, you get red pockets.
Yes, and we do as well. And in Korea, it doesn't have to be red. Sometimes it's yellow and green.
Oh, and what's important about the colors yellow and green?
The color, I think it's just a preference. I'm not really sure about the difference. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we always get it from our grandparents.
Right.
And then there's always some money in it.
Right.
So that's what we get. And in Korea, we call it 복주머니. Yeah.
Okay. So another question that I have about you is, what is the process of getting red pockets? Because in Chinese culture, we have this thing called 拜年, which is when you say good sayings to the person, like wishing them, good fortune or wishing them good health, and then they give you the red pocket. You don't just like grab it from someone because that's really rude.
Right. So what we do is, on the 27th when we meet, we basically wait until the next day morning. And then the next day morning when we get up, the grandparents, they sit in the living room. And then we need to basically line up in front of them. And then we need to bow them by saying 새해 복 많이 받으세요, as in wish a happy new year. And that's when we get the money.
Right.
Yeah,
Thank you so much, Jaden.
Yeah,
happy New Year, folks.
Thank you. 새해 복 많이 받으세요.
So coming up next, we are going to play another song here at the CITR 101.9 FM live broadcast from Lunar New Year here at the UBC Asian Center. So the next song that we have is another song about the fortune god, and it's called Choi San Ye Ye Song Choi Bo, and that means that the fortune god is here to deliver some fortune treasures, so to speak. This is an approximation of someone who's grew up here in Vancouver of this Chinese song, but I hope you like it and stay tuned for this live broadcast. We're here until 2 p.m. today at the UBC Asian Center for our Lunar New Year broadcast.
小姐在面前，鼻子高来眼睛大，两道眉毛往上弯，嘴末唇膏要喷火，十个指甲涂扣单，新做的旗袍十新样，曲线玲珑够美观， 金鸡心挂胸前，里边装着小照片，里边的照片就是我，我的照片在里边。
想想想，你别想，里边的照片不是你，别人的照片在里边。
小姐小姐你吹牛，我看小姐真面善，就是一时想不起好像在哪儿见过面。
啊，我不认识你。
哎呀，对了，我跟小姐是同学嘛，不单是同学，而且还是同班呢、啊。
去拜年，
七个隆咚锵咚锵，我要去拜年。
嘿，听说小姐去拜年，我有汽车在那边，只要开口吩咐我去哪儿也不难。七个隆咚锵咚锵，去哪儿也不难。
七个隆咚锵咚锵，去哪儿也不难。
曾相见，萍水相逢又姻缘，一见钟情向上点，一起去拜年。七个隆咚锵咚锵，一起去拜年。七个隆咚锵咚锵，一起去拜年。七个隆咚锵咚锵，一起去拜年。
神仙桥，新年又来到，当初压响鞭炮，你看金狮拜年多热闹，真热闹！
金狮拜年多热闹，
咚咚锵锵咚咚锵，男女老少乐滔滔。
金狮拜年好预兆，吉祥乐逍遥。
金银少不了，你要我都也要，快来迎接金狮来拜年，哈哈笑！快来迎接幸福年，
金狮来拜年，
快来迎接丰收年，
金狮来拜年。
又一年，
恭喜你，恭喜你，恭喜你，恭喜你！咚咚锵锵，咚咚锵锵，咚咚锵咚锵咚锵咚锵锵锵锵咚锵锵咚锵。欢迎金狮来拜年，
锣鼓声声敲，新年又来到，老鼠压响鞭炮，你看金狮拜年多热闹，真热闹！
金狮拜年多热闹。
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Asian Center, the UBC Lunar Celebration. This is a broadcast from Point Grey on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And we're here until 2 p.m., but the celebration here at the Asian Center is going on until 4:30. So if you're listening to this, you're on campus or you're near campus coming by, make sure you spend a little bit of your time coming down to the Asian Center. It's here in the auditorium. I'm here with a very special guest, Professor Lee. Professor Lee, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Duan Duan Lee. I'm a professor at Asian Studies, and my field is Chinese language and linguistics. I used to be the director of the Chinese language program at UBC from 2003 to 2012.
And 2003 is when you first came to the university?
Yes, and 2004 we started this Chinese New Year celebration at UBC.
Can you tell me a bit about how it's grown over the years?
Oh, well, it's amazing. At first we may have 100, 200 students here, and then now I think every year we get more than 300, 400 and students, and then a lot of community people also come, even the little kids from the UBC daycare also came here every year to see the lion dance. And this year, I think it's especially more interesting because it becomes more diversified. And we have not only the Mandarin program students and faculty members, but also the Cantonese program, the only program in Canada or North America, and also Korean language program. So, and we also had performers who did Taiwanese and Hakka singing here. So it's a very, very diverse group here and celebration.
And this is the first year it's expanded beyond Chinese New Year's as a celebration here?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. It used to be only Mandarin speaking and the performers for the Mandarin learners. But this year it's kind of more diversified. Mm-hmm.
So we had some performers here before this today. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you have anything to share about the significance of those performers that were here?
This year's performance was really impressive. And we had Korean language program students giving Korean songs, singing for the Lunar New Year. So we used to call it Chinese New Year, but actually now we change it to Lunar New Year because it's not just celebrated by the Chinese people, but also by many other ethnic people, countries like Korea, Japan, Vietnam, and maybe Thailand. So now we call it the Lunar New Year for everyone who celebrate this special day. And the performance, I think what impressed me the most was the Korean at singing and their K-pop dancing, very, very professional. And the Chinese ones, the Chinese folk love song singing, and especially the talk show, the comedian Jesse, what's his last name? I don't remember, from originally Boston and now living in Beijing, who is very famous, in China, comedian. In Mandarins, in the Chinese language.
So a lot of people kind of returning to Vancouver.
Yeah, and we also had Cantonese singing for the New Year songs, and the Taiwanese singing and the Hakka songs. So I think this is great.
For people who aren't able to make it out today to the Lunar celebration here at the Asian Center, what kind of events throughout the following few weeks would you recommend people keep an eye out for in Vancouver here?
In Vancouver, I'm not sure about it, but I think if you go to Chinatown, go to Richmond, and also many other corners, even in this city, there are a lot of celebrations going on, the parade in Chinatown, and parties in a lot of places, malls in Richmond. I myself, I don't have specific information, but I think people can get it very, very easily. And one example I would like to mention was I have a friend, I have some friends from Scottish background. So they are actually holding a big party in the neighborhood in Stalo. They call the Ginky Fochoy or something. They're combining the Scottish traditional festival and the Chinese New Year together and have a beautiful party. It started last year, and this year they're doing it again. Scots and the Chinese.
definitely the kind of combination of celebrations we're seeing right now.
They have their celebration, a special festival at this time as well.
Absolutely. Before we go on to something else, I'm wondering, would you have any insight into specifically this year, the year of the rooster, the significance of the rooster?
I don't know. Actually, every animal has their own features, but I think the culture always gives them very positive, symbolic meanings. So roosters maybe they get up very early, they wake people up in the early morning, they start the new day. So it's a very auspicious year.
We need people like that. People who get up early, who wake up other people.
Every year is auspicious.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for coming on air.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. So you've been listening to...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live at the Asian Center. And this event will be happening until 4:30. We are only broadcasting, doing this live broadcast at least, until 2 p.m. But there are, of course, Lunar New Year's events all across Vancouver, which you can get involved in. Even those hybrid events, like Professor Lee was talking about, like Scottish Lunar New Year combined with Chinese New Year. It's really an opportunity for everyone to kind of like discover what their Lunar New Year tradition is, if their culture has a tradition of it, or what their neighbor's tradition is, if they're interested in learning more about this time of the year. Rachel, we just heard a song before that interview. What song was that?
The song before that was another 拜年 song. So it's, like I said, it's 拜年 means, or in Cantonese, 拜年. It means paying respects during the new year, and it's often what you do before you grab your red pockets from, or not grab, but receive your red pockets from elders or those who are handing them out.
What is a red pocket?
Yeah, so a red pocket is red, and it's essentially a red envelope, and often there's money inside. And so generally the protocol or the tradition is that unless you're married, you will not give out red pockets. So you're either an elder or you're married, and then you give out red pockets. But in the meantime, if you're not, that means you're on the receiving end of it. And that's the fun part.
For children, this is an exciting time of year. I know certainly, like, looking at different descriptions of what the Lunar New Year entails, a lot of descriptions are like, it's the equivalent of Christmas. In fact, it's, like, bigger than Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're getting these little red pockets from essentially everyone in your family.
Right.
And that can stack up to be a lot of... disposable income.
Definitely an income boost during that time.
And so the red, again, sign of fortune. It's a sign of prosperity.
And gold.
Yep. Don't be like me. Don't wear all white. Again, you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to go into another song. There might be another interview, but it's buzzing. It's buzzing right now here at the Asian Center. This event is going on until 4:30 p.m. Rachel, can you tell us what's this next song that we're going to be hearing?
Right, so the next song we have is actually just an instrumental to give you a little bit of a break from all these lyrics. And so it's called 恭喜发财 or 恭喜发财, which is, like I said before, there are a lot of songs that have the same names for Chinese New Year and different sounds. And so 恭喜发财 means to wish someone good fortune for the new year.
All right, let's give it a listen. Hello, hello. You are listening to the last minutes of the 2017 Lunar Celebration broadcast here from the UBC Asian Center. The event here is ongoing until 4:30 p.m. There's a chance to try all kinds of various cultural activities from Taiwanese culture, Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Vietnamese. Come down, check it out. Yep. Thank you for joining me for this broadcast today,
You're
Rachel.
Welcome, John.
And before we log out, we're just going to ask our interns to see what they thought about. We've been sending them out scouting this event because there's just too much for two petite reporters to cover. We are the petite reporters. Just to let you know quickly, there are more events UBC Equity is putting on for Lunar New Year. The last tier, a documentary about comfort women in Asia and Korea. Very serious topic, of course. Rachel, I know you reviewed a movie recently about...
So I actually interviewed Tiffany Seung, who is the director of The Apology, mm-hmm. which is a documentary that recently came out and was screened in Vancouver about comfort women in World War II.
So this is a big discussion right now, and I'm glad that there are movies and public, and you know, there is coverage for this. There will be a screening of this movie Friday, January 27th, which is today. Oh my gosh, 3:30 to 5 p.m. In room 120 of the CK Chow building. It is free. All Our Fathers Relations film screening Saturday, 7 p.m. at SFU Woodwards. That's downtown on Hastings Street. Right. Avan Yu, internationally famous pianist, is going to be coming to UBC. There's a Westbrook Village Lunar New Year celebration on Saturday, February 4th. Westbrook Village, very close to UBC, sort of where our community center, you know, the communities around UBC congregate. And the Tet 2017 Culture Show. Tet is the Vietnamese Lunar New Year, mm-hmm. and the Tet 2017 Culture Show will be held February 10th at the Great Hall in the Nest, right where CITR is. So definitely come out. That's February 10th. Radio Zero is coming up now. Before we go over to Radio Zero, Maham, Sydney, do you have any thoughts just about what you've been like? Is this what's been the coolest thing that you've seen here so far?
Yeah, so this is actually my first time seeing celebrations for the Lunar New Year. I've always heard about it, but this is so exciting to see all these different stalls and different cultural activities. I've played a few games myself, tried a few snacks, and they're delicious and super fun. So it's been a great afternoon.
Yeah, me too. I've never been to an event like this before. Definitely learned a lot. Yeah, tried some delicious food, played some games, not successfully. They're a lot harder than they look. Learned a bit about calligraphy. And yeah, just all in all, really cool afternoon.
Yeah, very wholesome experience.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sydney and Maham. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam Territory. Radio Zero is coming up next.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown, so stick around for that. Right now we're speaking with Karuna Katen. He's the author of The Misleading Mind, How We Create Our Own Problems and How Buddhist Psychology Can Help Us Solve Them. So how do we detach ourselves from the results and surrender a little bit?
Yeah. Well, so... Yeah, to me, also to be clear, you know, sometimes people think in terms of Buddha.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.